This podcast is presented by the Wingspan Media Team at Centennial High School. Hi, I'm Casper Ambrose with the Wingspan Media Team, and I am here with...
My name's Lucian.
So, we have a play coming up, Sense and Sensibility. Can you tell us a little bit about your role in the play, and can you describe her for us?
So, I play Marianne Dashwood in Sense and Sensibility. My character's objective is... She's like a romantic, to kind of just answer both questions at once. She's a romantic. She focuses a lot on, like, love and marriage, and she focuses on it with herself, but also trying to get her sister to fall in love because she's the sensibility part of the show. So Eleanor is sense and Marianne is sensibility. So she uses, like, her sensitive side a lot more than Eleanor would. And to describe her... Other than just being a romantic, she's very carefree. There's like a lot of rules and things that society puts down for women, especially during that time period, but she chooses to ignore a lot of that and be her own person. She doesn't really have a filter. She kind of just says what she wants to say anytime she wants to say it.
Last year, I know that you were doing a lot of the sound work for the play and the musical. Can you tell us some of the differences between doing sound and being a big character in a play?
There are a lot of differences, and it's really hard because they conflict with each other a lot of the time. It's difficult being a main character and a lead and also being head of sound because it's just basically trying to be at two places at once. But I know some of the main differences is I work at rehearsal as Marianne, and like occasionally I will go back to the soundboard if we're having problems with sound effects and music. But when it comes to Fridays and Saturdays, which are tech days and set builds, that's when I'm strictly there, mostly there for sound technician. And occasionally I'll walk away, have to do things for the character, such as costume fittings. And I'm also working on the trailer, so like having to bounce between those things. But working as head of sound, you're working with this small crew. I mean, this is actually the biggest crew we've had, probably at least I've ever seen. It's always been a group of like 5 people. But there are about like 13 people in sound now. And it's trying to lead those people and get things done in an expanded amount of time. Because with sound versus different departments and crew departments, they have to work every single time. However, sound has probably one or two jobs to do before, like during rehearsals and stuff, and while the show's like still being worked on until it gets to tech week and the actual show dates, which is when our work is really put in. Because during the entire process, it's mostly just going through the script and looking at cues and trying to find the perfect sound effects and the right music to put into scenes, and then that's like our job until you get closer and closer to the show date, which is when you're setting up mic packs and fixing the lavs and fixing the soundboard. So that's what, like, it's trying to extend that time period so you're not wasting the time, versus being in the role where you're constantly working on that. Like, even if you're not at rehearsal, you're at home working on your lines and or you're trying to figure out how you should portray the character in this scene or other things.
So is someone, while you are performing in the show, is someone going to be taking your place as head of sound?
So there are 2 of us. We're co-heads. There's not just like one specific head of sound. And it's me and Lacey Gelfand. And we work together a lot. And we work together a lot. During for mostly sound, so when if I'm not there, she's there. If she's not there, I'm there. But we're always like we're most of the time going to be there together. So while I'm up on stage, she will be behind the soundboard working like with some of the people to do cues and music. And when I'm not on stage and I'm backstage, I'll be working with the sound crew members backstage for when they have to deal with like mic tape and fixing mic packs or switching mic packs. Or if a mic doesn't work and the character has to come off stage doing things like that, I will be back there. But other than that, I'm doing a lot of the work before we get to the actual show date.
Okay, thank you for that. So, what have been some of your personal problems with the show, such as learning your lines, etc.?
Well, learning my lines have actually been pretty difficult to do. I've never had so many scenes, and with this type of show, there are practically no transitions. We immediately go into the next scene. No, like light changes or sound, you kind of just walk around the stage and show that it's a new time period. So I'm like constantly on stage, and I've never had to be on stage or talking on stage for such a long time. And like I said, Marianne has no filter, so she's constantly talking and never really is quiet. So it's really difficult learning the lines. And then also, I do a lot for just theater in general, not only just like sound, but like I said, I'm working with marketing and ITS to do the trailer, and then I do other things such as like director's gifts, and I'm working on a fundraiser for the show, so I'm just trying to like hit all these different points all at once. So it's just time management.
Thank you so much for this interview, and when is the show?
The show dates are November 14th through the 17th, and yeah,
I
see it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in.
If you would like to hear more podcasts from The Wingspan, please visit www.chswingspan.com.